Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. Today, we are talking about the words mindset. This is from neuroscientist Dr. Caroline Leaf and her book, Think, Learn, Succeed. Every podcast, we will be sharing a resilience-building activity. This is small, incremental. It's a win-forming habit. Please like, share, and subscribe. Be the best, create the best, choose the best. These are happy people habits. I'm Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. I am here to help you succeed in every area of your life. I'm at theresilientpathway.com. Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A at theresilientpathway.com. Hello, this is Alexia Georgiou. Welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. What is resilience? It's the ability to recover from setbacks and adapt to challenging circumstances. It's a tool, it's a skill to thrive and flourish. And when we build our muscle of resilience, we feel effective and capable. So bouncing back from setbacks and persevering in challenging circumstances, how does that relate to happiness? Regardless of what's happening in our lives, we have to keep going. Sometimes it's okay that we're responding to a situation. And I'm going to give an example. And there's a difference between just having feelings and being depressed. So lately I have had reasons to be sad. And I have not allowed this to affect my social life. I've also really worked hard not to get stuck in the sadness and not to let this cause depression in my life. I also have felt a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety, and all of that's rooted in fear. And it's normal facing the situation that I'm looking at. And again, I'm regulating those emotions to have hope and peace. And how do we do that? That's what this podcast is about. About a week ago, my mother was diagnosed. There's something, there's a mass in her body, and it looks like it has spread. And so this week we met with the oncologist. He's the top oncologist in our region. He just moved back to Tennessee from the Mayo Clinic. And it was so kind of him that he met with us. And then ordered another round of tests to really look at what's going on and what the best course of treatment's going to be. So he spent a good hour with us, and he was showing us the x-ray, and he was talking to us about different options, and we were encouraged. There's a lot of progress that's happened in treatment just in the past 5 years with cancer treatment and the options on how to approach different cancers. And he was saying, how do we find the kryptonite of this cancer, and that we're on a journey together? Now, we were in an examining room, and so after our talk, my brother had been on speakerphone because he's in California. So we say goodbye to my brother, and then my mom gets on the examining table, and I'm still in there, and he's just checking her out, asking her questions. So he's asking her. They had first asked her if she's in pain. And she had said, well, there's this little pain on the side. It feels like a muscle is pulled. Well, that's what caused her primary care physician to do an x-ray because it had been prolonged since the beginning of the summer and we're in October. So she was kind of describing that. And I said, right, but that doesn't mean you're in pain. There's a big difference because all of us every day feel a wide array of emotions. Sometimes in response to stress, we eat normal, or we overeat, or we just don't have an appetite. Sometimes we're oversleeping or get disrupted sleep because we're worried about something. And it doesn't mean that it's a prolonged issue. It's just that's what's occurring in the moment. So it doesn't mean that she's in the kind of pain that the doctors really need to worry about, other than she's saying something's been different and they already found out. So then the oncologist is asking her, how's your eating? And of course, like, she's upset, she's anxious, she's sad. And, you know, she doesn't really have much of an appetite. And before he got alarmed, I said, yes. And we have gone out several times. She's going out with her friends. She's eating. There's a healthy appetite that I see when we go out and eat. And then sleeping, it's just not knowing. And I think until we know exactly diagnosis, prognosis, course of care, we're going to be a little anxious, and that's going to have to feel normal for us when we think about it. And the key is to continue with activities of our life. My mom has gone back to work. She has continued to socialize, and we're going to a fancy dinner this Sunday night. They asked me, it's the kind of place where people go to celebrate something. It's the Whitestone Inn in Kingston, Tennessee. People get married there. It's a beautiful property, and I've always wanted to go. And I said, no. We're not celebrating anything. But then they said, is it an anniversary? I said, no. And then I told my mom, and she said, well, we can say we got bad news and we're just enjoying the moment. And that's exactly what we're doing. So I wanted to talk about something that the oncologist said to my mom that was very moving to me. And it is a life lesson. She, when she was being examined, she told the doctor, like in tears, I was living a happy life. She was working. She had flexibility with her job to travel. She was traveling. My parents were immigrants from Cyprus, where the extended family is. She was going for long summers. And she said, my life was happy. And he looked at her and he said, you can still be happy. And her eyes got really big and she just looked at him. It wasn't her daughter saying, you can be happy. It was the doctor. And, you know, there is strength in how we approach and cope with situations that directly affect our recovery. And doctors know this. And so encouraging us in the moment to keep that resilience, to keep choosing that happiness, and just to push through, to deal with every day, problem solve, do what we need to do, and let go of the rest is very helpful to recovery. And that's a mindset. So she heard the doctor say it. It's not just her doctor, her daughter. So today we're talking about the words mindset. Those words that he spoke have so much power in my mother's life. And that's something that I will continue to encourage her and remind her when we have those moments when we're feeling down. Words contain power. They reflect our thought life. They influence the world around us and circumstances of our life. Our words are very useful since they provide insight into what is holding us back or propelling us forward. So we are not wanting to hold back recovery in my mom's situation. We are wanting recovery to happen. And the way that she's approaching the situation will either hold back or propel her recovery. I'm reading from Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, page 61, it's Think, Learn, Succeed. When you make negative statements, you release negative chemicals. This is a neuroscientist telling us this. These chemicals allow negative memories to grow stronger, especially if you continue to allow these thoughts to dominate your thinking. Whatever you think about the most grows. I really like this because I can picture that in my mind, that if there's a seed and if I keep thinking about it, it's going to start growing and then it's just going to get bigger and bigger like a tree. However, that seed, if I just choose not to continue to think about it, I'm not going to give it place to grow. So an example, and I shared this in the past two podcasts, I'm thinking I'm going to hear the worst prognosis and my mom's going to die. She might die. And she might die sooner than we expected. And the mindset that I replace that with, the thoughts, is we're all going to die. And we have to embrace every moment in our lives and make it the best it can be. Thus, our dinner on Sunday, we're going to enjoy a really nice outing together and just have that experience and remember it. And that's very powerful. So I'm going to continue reading. Every time you utter a negative statement, you release negative quantum energy and upset the balance of peptides, which affect the environment of the brain and puts the body in toxic stress. So when we are focused on the situation, there's energy that comes out with our words. And it's affecting the balance in our body, in our brain. And the environment of the brain is affected. And that's going to affect the body. And it's called toxic stress. So we want to say words to my mother, like, let's make the best out of every day. You are strong. You are resilient. We're fighting this together. You can still be happy. And those are the doctor's words. Now, our words have to be authentic. We talk a lot about being our authentic selves. And if we don't really believe it, it's not going to have power. So these words that I'm saying to my mom, she has to buy into them. And she has to believe it herself for it to work. And because it's coming out of how are you thinking, those are your words that you're going to be saying. So say what we believe. So we really have to work on what are our beliefs grounded in. And that goes to our values. So cognitive congruence. It impacts our mental and physical health. And we don't want to have an internal war. We want to be at peace with our thoughts and words. The root is what we're really thinking, and the fruit is what we're saying, and they need to match up. Or Dr. Leaf calls it neurochemical chaos in the brain. So a real positive statement, and we're going to shift away from my mom and her sickness. We all have goals in our life, and this is how we can be realistic and positive. Because remember, people who are happy look at realism. You know, what's really going on? What is the stress that I can control? What can I do about it? I'm going to do it. I'm going to look at fear in the face and I'm going to proceed. And then what's the stress that I can't control? There's nothing I can do. I'm going to let it go. So this is a positive statement that we can make. I believe I have the potential to release the brilliance inside of me. And each day I will spend 1 to 3 minutes consciously and deliberately working towards achieving this goal. So there is an honest reality in our lives and we want to put a positive spin on it. Success comes from the realization that we do not always measure up to our dreams. Often we have to change our direction or acknowledge we are evolving as we are heading to get where we want to go. This takes time, so we need to give ourselves necessary space to do this. So there are going to be times when we're working towards a dream and our goals and it doesn't work out. Has that ever happened to you? Because that's like the story of my life and I'm okay with it. I just have to say what I have is today. I can learn from my past. I can be in the moment today, grounding myself and just choosing to be happy. And I can move forward towards goals and dreams. Now, as I do that, I believe I have potential to release the brilliance that's inside of me. See, there's something inside of me, and what I'm doing is I'm releasing it. And each day I spend 1 to 3 minutes deliberately working towards achieving this goal. We can redesign our future because our future is in our hands. Dr. Caroline Leaf says, the love and support of those we trust is integral to this process, but ultimately we have to make the choice to change and move forward. So community, support, knowing that we have people who care about us in our community, it really is key to recovering from something, and it is key to setting and reaching goals. So just knowing that someone cares for us is powerful. And we have to think, are we showing other people in our circles that we care about them and that we're reliable and will be there for them? So with my mom, you know, we're talking about the course of care, and she knows I care for her, and we're going to mix it up a little bit. I'm still going to be traveling. I'm not going to cancel anything that I was planning to do. And so we've already talked about that, and we're at peace with it. I'm not going to feel guilty. And I'm here 100% for her while I am in Knoxville. And then while I'm traveling, I've already asked my brother. He's going to come anyway if she has major surgery. And then we have a strong support system of people who can take her to appointments. And she knows they care for her. And I mentioned hiring someone. Oh, no, she said, you're not bringing a stranger in this house. And I said, well, we'll see, because it's not going to be good for our relationship if I'm overwhelmed and doing too much and stressed, and if I'm not getting the break I need. So we're going to mix it up a little bit, and it's going to just be a learning curve, and we're going to work on collaborative efforts. So community and building community is integral to our success. So what I love about Dr. Caroline Leaf's book is she gives us activation tips. And this just gets us in the mind frame to do what she's asking us to do. The first one is, acknowledge that an issue exists through observing the words you are speaking and the impact they have on you and on other people and things in your life. Become intentionally mindful about this. So this is a great homework assignment for all of us, is to observe the words that we speak and the impact that they have on us and those around us. Journal that in the next week. Think about it. You know, write down this assignment, and that will give us good self-reflection, and that's a great place for us to start. Next, examine your words and compare them to the thoughts they came from. Are they congruent? And so if you want to change, if you're like, that's not really what I'm thinking, and I know I should be saying more positive statements, just start from there. And start working towards congruency over cycles of 21 days. So again, when we are saying certain statements, our mind is hearing us say that and something happens in our brain. And so start making those positive statements and counteract those negative thoughts. And it's okay that those thoughts are there. We're just working on changing them and challenging them and saying, I'm not going to think that. I'm not going to get stuck in that anymore. Practice going into superposition and taking time to examine your words, thinking about what is wrong, what is right with what you say. Consider what you are becoming, focusing on your progress. Start replacing negative symptoms with positive ones, thinking about the kind of change you want to see in your life. And you might reconceptualize your self-talk to sound more like, I'm a work in progress, and that's totally fine. It's pointing you in the direction of achievable growth and is realistic. And then you could also say, every moment I'm making an effort to be more conscious about how I manage my time. And really, it's not so much about time. I think we have plenty of time. It's what we give our attention to. We are very distracted every day by so much in our lives. And we need to develop the discipline to say, from this time to this time, this is what I'm going to focus and give my energy to. Every day, we choose what we give our energy to, and we are energy. We are made of energy if you break it down with physics. So what kind of energy are we creating? What kind of energy do we live with? And what are we giving our energy to? Are we letting something take over our time and take over that energy? We want to take that back. We want to prioritize, and prioritizing mindset development and watching our words will help us to make better choices. And if you've ever made bad decisions like me, this is really valuable because we have the rest of our life. And whether we have one more day, one more month, one more year, or a whole lifetime ahead of us, this is really important to practice. And it matters. Like if we're given a month to live, who knows? We may die in a month, or we may keep living. And what's really going to make a difference is how we approach that. And so we want to make every day the best, regardless if we hear that or not, because really, we're not promised tomorrow. And we can have meaning in our lives every day. It's just how we look at it. And every single one of us has a meaningful purpose in this world. And we need to believe that about ourselves and believe that about those around us. And as we do that, we will increase our gross national happiness. This is a word that's in the United Nations. I'm working with the organizers of the World Happiness Festival as Knoxville is an agora. We're going to be showing the festival live on one of the days. And what that means is we're working on increasing the happiness of our community here in Knoxville. It's a collaborative effort worldwide. Why is that important? Because when we start seeing ourselves as a being with purpose and meaning, and everyone else as valuable, and that we are one human race, then the way we treat one another will shift. The way we see ourselves and one another will shift. We will have more happiness instead of misery in our society, and boy, do we need that right now. We will have more hope. We won't compare ourselves to one another so much. And we will support one another. And we really need that shift in society. Lawmakers around the world, government leaders, the United Nations, they're recognizing this. University systems, hospital systems, around the world are recognizing this and are working towards it. And those of us on the resilient pathway, we are on the same pathway. And it all starts with what goes on in between our two ears and what comes out of our mouth. So thank you so much.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For being part of this journey with me. This is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach, and welcome to the Resilient Pathway. You can reach me at alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. You can go into my website and schedule a 15-minute Zoom phone call with me, and we can consult about life coaching. I do have availability in the Knoxville area, Knoxville, Tennessee, in person. We can also Zoom, and all sessions are a full 60 minutes. We follow a specific model. I give homework right away, and so we're building skills and we're being held accountable. Who do you know, or is it you, who is facing a challenging situation and needs support and encouragement? Because mindset is key to get you through it. So contact me today.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.